ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport. Quentin Hull with you live from the Australian PGA at Royal Queensland, where the weather's really playing its hand here. It's a tournament that generally, because it's held this time of year in southeast Queensland, always has some type of scheduling issue, and there's plenty of rain around today. I wonder whether our next guest is going to have his golf interrupted today. He's here to speak about cricket, but we've got to speak about golf as well. He's down playing with a group of sporting greats at the track which used to host this tournament. Welcome golfer extraordinaire Darren Lehman. How are you, Boof?
I'm good, Q. I don't know where I've ever been called that before, but I'm good. Yeah, trying to dodge the weather like you, I suppose.
Yeah, so you're playing at Royal Pines. Tell us about this. This is the Simons v. Warn Memorial Golf Challenge.
It is, and obviously for a couple of great charities, there's Shane Warne Legacy, which obviously deals in, you know, heart awareness, and then Rural Aid, which obviously helps a lot of people in the country areas for Andrew Simon. So, you know, two great mates that we've gone through soon, and it's a great charity event. We're all, you know, past. There's some unbelievable greats here, me not being one of them, playing, and then a whole heap of corporate. So it's been a lovely day yesterday. Roy will be very happy. The Simons team is, I think, 21-10 up in a Ryder Cup format, and we play singles today, weather permitting, I suppose, but there's a few sore bodies, Q, because we're a bit old.
Just the bodies, though, not the heads.
Oh, no, the heads are sore as well, mate. Yeah, I was definitely going to say that. But we're a family show on a Saturday.
Exactly. Drop some names. Who else is there?
Or Dermot Brereton, DPO Domenico, Campbell Brown, Stephen Milne from Victoria, Murph Hughes, obviously. And then from the Alan Border, Ian Healy, Carl Rackerman. You've got some unbelievable players. Joe Hassam, the poker player, who was one of Warnie's great mates. And just a whole heap of stack of other, you know, unbelievable players. Jimmy Maher and Ken Healy from the Bulls Masters have done a great job, along with Helen Nolan from the Shane Warne Foundation Legacy. And they've been brilliant. So it's been a great day yesterday. We had a good welcome drinks the night before. And then today's, you know, a solid day of singles, and then we have a big dinner tonight to raise some more money.
So is it scratch, or you sort of try and burgle with your handicaps?
No, you're pretty, it's handicap driven. Obviously there's a few high handicaps. So, I've got to play Brereton today, and I think he might be off his favourite number. Warnie's number 23, so look out, I've got to play well.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoy the day at the golf, but let's talk a little bit of cricket. Of course, the second Ashes test begins on Thursday at the Gabba. A few stories have moved during the week. I'll just open it up to you, Darren. What's the thing that's atop of your mind? What's the biggest question for the Australians before we get to the Gabba on Thursday afternoon?
Oh, it'll be Kawaja's fitness, won't it, with his back. You know, he said he's going to be fit. They've named the same side. They're obviously making sure Cummins is cherry ripe before they risk him again. So they're going to go with the same side. I suppose the big talking point is how they shape up their batting order. Knowing the way they have done in the past, Q, I think they'll be pretty stock standard. I think they'll go back to a normal, you know, Kawaja opening. With the pink ball, you know, you've got to negate the pink ball early. Then when it gets soft, you need someone like head down the order to actually attack the ball as well. So it'll be interesting to see how they shape up. And the way they've played and sort of selected their sides in the last 12 months, you think they're going to be pretty normal and pretty stock standard. As such, you know, I don't think they'll change too much. If Kawaja's fit, they'll stay. If it's not, then Head will go to the top and Inglis will come in. But a lot will depend on the fitness. And I suppose there's pressure on Aussie to make some runs as well. That's what it's going to be down to. And then you've got the bowling attack at the other end with no Cummins. We are a little bit light on, but you know, you think Lyon would play being a pink ball test match, because it's hard to pick up the seam for our listeners. So you think they could be the same 11, mate.
So, just to reiterate, Kawaja plays if he's fit.
I think he'll play, yeah. I think he'll play. Now, is that the right call? Only time will tell. He's got to get some runs and definitely has to get them this test match, I would think. He'll be under pressure. He knows that, though. He's already said that, hasn't he? He sort of knows he's got to be fit making runs. And there's blokes that are killing it behind the scenes, isn't he? You know, Renshaw's got 3 Shield 100s this year. Inglis just got 100 in the tour game. So there's plenty of blokes in form.
And just to draw on your experience as coach, I just wonder how Andrew McDonald and the team hierarchy deals with a senior statesman like Usman Khawaja, I go back to your tenure and the end of Michael Clarke's captaincy, which was marred with his own issues which affected him at different parts, and most notoriously when you're in England and lost the Ashes over there. So how tough is it when you've got such a senior statesman in the team, but their age and their body is now not as reliable?
Yeah, it's not easy, Q. It's not easy. And there's a lot of people that are saying we should have moved on a while ago. And we probably have made mistakes in the past, but they're done with. You can't do it. You just got to deal with the situation right now. So
what did you think when you were dealing with Clarkey?
Oh, well, his back was cooked and he just couldn't deliver what he needed to do as captain or player anymore. That was just the way it was. And he made that decision on his own back, pardon the pun. He decided, right, time to move on. And, you know, I think he probably retired at the right time. And that doesn't happen to a lot of people, does it? That's the thing. Sometimes they play a little bit too long. And I think, you know, depending on what... And you've got to remember, these folks are getting paid a lot of money these days, Q. So they do say they're going to play a bit longer half the time. They are fitter than we were in our day. I mean, we weren't the fittest troops playing around. But I tell you what, it's a really tough one, this one. I think now they've made that decision, they're probably going to go through it with Usman. Now, Usman will have to get some runs because the groundswell is getting behind the scenes, isn't it? It's becoming everywhere about him getting some runs and because of his age. And that's just part and parcel of what happens when you get older.
Darren Lehman with you. It's Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport. Quentin Hull live from the Australian PGA Championship. About 100 k's away or so from where Darren is. He's playing at Royal Pines, which is the old home of the Australian PGA. So pretty good golf course that you've got to navigate around there, Darren, when you get out there shortly. Pat Cummins. Now, we're not going to get the Australian team come out and say anything to give England fuel. But behind the scenes, is this the case of the longer Australia stays in front in this series, the more conservative it can be with its captain's health?
Yes, yes. The longer they stay in front. I mean, if they win this with the same side, they can actually afford to actually give them another week and wait till Boxing Day. If they stay in front, they can actually take their time and actually make the process a lot better for Pat Cummins and his back, and then Josh Hazlewood and his hamstring. As soon as England, and look, England are not a bad cricket side. A lot of people have written them off, but, you know, if they get it right, they can win in Brisbane. It's going to be a fascinating test match, the pink ball under lights. Weather could be a concern, as we know, but if they get it right, England can win a test match quite quickly. And if they get to one all, then you will see Australia have to press green and have to play Cummins, have to push Hazlewood, have to get their best side on the park. But if they keep winning, they can actually afford to be a little bit more conservative with it. And that's the advantage of being in front, I suppose, Q.
The volatility of the Gabba pink ball. Now, we've had quite a few Adelaide test matches, so we sort of get an idea of how that plays out. But there's a number of factors at play here. The pitch, the weather conditions, and there's no trend. I mean, you look at some of those pink ball tests, there have been some which have been absolutely dominated by the bowlers in very short games. I remember a game almost a decade ago now, I think it was, when Pakistan made 400 plus in a fourth innings run chase and nearly knocked off Australia in a game which went all the way to the distance. And then we've had the Shamar Joseph heroics the last time they played under lights at the Gabba. So do you have any idea of what's our best case scenario or most likely flow of cricket in this test match?
Well, I coached that game against Pakistan, and I think Shafiq got 140-odd and got him close to the total. You're right there. That's about 10 or 11 years ago. But one thing with that test match, when you take a deep dive into that, I think it was one of our worst fielding performances of my tenure or a long time. We dropped something like 10 or 11 catches. Now, that they got 430 or got close or whatever it is, but we should have bowled them out for 200. We dropped a lot of catches. So I think there's going to be a result. It'll just be weather dependent, won't it? Because with the storms around, if you get lightning, you've got to go off within, what is it, half hour of a lightning strike. If it's within 10 k's, and then it takes, an hour for the rain to come, a bit like the T20 the other week. So it'll be weather dependent next week, but I think there's enough time to get a result. And the bowling attacks are very good. And that's not saying the batters are not, but the bowling attacks are very good. So I think England will remain unchanged. They won't play a spinner. They'll go with their five quicks because they can afford to play Wood. Although, have they come out and said, someone told me a whisper that he might have had some knee problems from the last test. So that's a wait and see. But having said that, I mean, they've got a good attack, so you're going to have enough time to get wickets.
Yeah, it's intriguing, isn't it? That extra element of what we don't really know can happen in a pink ball Gabba test because we haven't had too many of them. Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport, Quentin Hull with Darren Lehman. Now, of course, that first ball of the second test is Thursday afternoon. It's a pink ball day-night test match at the Gabba. True or false, the England test players should have played a bit more cricket in Canberra this weekend to get themselves ready for Thursday. Is that a story?
Yeah, I think so. For me, I would have liked to see them play. They could just play the 2 days and then go and play golf or whatever, relax or whatever they want to do team building wise, just to give them that hit against the pink ball. Now, a lot of people go, well, you know, it's a different sort of pitch and it is lower in Canberra than it will be at the Gabba. But having said that, the pink ball is still the pink ball and you've got to play it under match conditions where you possibly can. And it's only a 2 day game. So they could have flicked down to Canberra, played the 2 games and come back. I know they're doing extra training sessions in Brisbane. Look, end of the day, that's just my personal opinion. End of the day, if they win, they'll say they got it right. If they lose, they're probably going to come under more scrutiny, aren't they? So they've chosen to go that way. And you've got to make a choice sometimes. And that's what they've done. So they're sticking to their guns. So that's not a bad thing for them.
Yeah, and look, you've been in winning campaigns and campaigns that haven't started well. The mental side of things are really interesting because outside of Travis Head's innings this time last week or Saturday afternoon evening of last week, you know, we still need to remind ourselves England was, you know, 9 wickets in hand and 100 runs in front in that test match before Travis Head did his thing. So the way that Andrew McDonald keeps their heads on the Australians and Brendan McCullum doesn't ensure that the tourists lose their faith?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, Andrew McDonald, there'll be concerns from the Australian team how they played that first test match. I mean, they were well behind. If England just played a bit of Jeffrey Boycott cricket for a couple of hours and blunted the bowling, then they would have won that test match. They would have got enough in front. They just capitulated with 9 wickets in a session. It was unbelievable to be there, Q. It was frantic. It was a frantic 2 days, to be fair. I mean, it was unbelievable to watch. It was fast-forward cricket, and that's what they play. So, you know, they'll say, if we get it right for longer, we can win and push Australia and win here. So the hardest thing is when you go one down, you can't afford any more slip-ups. If they go two down, they're done because the last three tests, Australia have to bat well in one of them, they're going to retain the Ashes. They bat well in two of them, they're going to win the Ashes. So they're on wood where Australia have got a little bit of leeway, a little bit of buffer as such. So there's more pressure on England. They'll go harder. They'll actually probably go harder this week here. They'll try and force the game. So Australia's just got to stay composed, play the best they can, play on skill, not emotion. And England, they'll just go for it. It'll be baseball at its finest.
And I'll circle back to that question about the conservatism afforded for the decision around Pat Cummins because of the state of the series. Does that also come into the selection thought if you think, oh, gee, there's juice in this track, it's going to be a quick test. Do we really want to play Nathan Lyon? I mean, what's the conversation around, what's the circumstance that Nathan Lyon doesn't play in Brisbane? Is there one?
The only way he doesn't play is if it's the forecast is terrible for a couple of days and it's not going to break up and spin, because when the ball gets soft, you actually do need the spinner. So they'll be playing Lyon unless the forecast for that test match is inclement weather in the afternoon storms for 2 or 3 days in a row where the pitch is not going to break up and not spin as much. Then they may look at going another option, but I can't see Nathan Lyon not playing. And again, back to how the selectors have picked sides previously, they've kept him in, barring that West Indian test match where it was, over in 2 days, wasn't it? So they'll look at it. If the wicket's green and the forecast is, a fair bit of rain, they might say, you know what, we don't need it. But I see him playing if the weather's okay.
Now, I'm assuming you play golf left-handed.
Yeah, but I probably should play right, Q.
What is your handicap?
12, but, I oscillate between 12. I don't get any lower than that, I'm hopeless. 12, I might, on a good day, get off 10, but, I'm 12 to 20. I'm hot and cold. Don't worry about that. I spray them.
12 to 20.
I'm looking outside. It looks really nice, but it's a lot of water on the course, and yesterday I did find a couple of those water traps, and you know, they're not nice to get out of.
Well, I just stay safe, because I think the siren might go across Pines at some point today as well, with lightning and storms around the place. So great to see you, Darren, and look forward to catching up during Test Week.
Will do, mate. Thanks very much.